Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine Podcast for June 30th, 2010. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm speaking with Victoria Bogue and Gary Hakimovich of Deloitte Tax LLP, authors of an editorial about a tax credit for biotech projects that will benefit human health. The U.S. Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, commonly referred to as the Health Care Reform Bill, includes a provision for the Qualifying Therapeutic Discovery Tax Credit, the so-called biotech tax credit. Gary, what is the purpose of this tax credit?
The purpose of the tax credit is really to provide a lifeline or a subsidy for biotech companies that were very hard hit by the economic downturn in 2009 and 2010. The companies can't take advantage of other tax benefits typically in the tax law, like the R&D tax credit, since they often aren't tax-paying entities because they're in startup mode and not generating taxable income. So to promote job creation, economic development, and to continue the development of important therapeutic discovery projects in the U.S., Congress passed in the health care bill a $1 billion program to incentivize biotech companies to continue pursuing therapeutic discoveries, really by providing this $1 billion to be allocated by the federal government in a competitive process for companies to apply for and receive what would ordinarily be an allocated tax credit. And as I mentioned, an allocated tax credit is really meaningless to a company that has losses. You know, it doesn't mean cash to fund wages or salaries or clinical research or any of that. So what's very unique about the bill, and this was modeled after some recent legislation in the American Recovery Act, which was passed to bring economic development around clean tech and clean energy projects in the U.S. A similar mechanism was used here where the government will allocate competitively $1 billion worth of subsidy to projects in the form of a tax credit. However, those companies have the ability to exchange that tax credit for an actual cash grant from the federal government.
So that would help those companies that don't have any tax liability.
That's exactly right. The early drafts of the legislation didn't include this cash grant option, and it became apparent that just allocating tax credits to these companies wasn't really going to provide the immediate economic impact to keep important discovery projects moving forward. And so fortunately, Congress modified the early legislation to provide this very special and somewhat unique cash grant option in lieu of tax credits, which, you know, meaningfully means to the industry that companies that are in startup mode and aren't paying taxes nevertheless will receive a cash benefit under the program if they are awarded part of the $1 billion competitively.
Who's eligible for the tax credit?
First of all, applicants have to have 250 or less employees. So the provision itself was drafted to exclude the larger pharmaceutical companies and basically big companies. It was really a small company provision.
Academic institutions and nonprofits aren't eligible for this tax credit.
Well, yeah. The rule specifically states that a nonprofit or a government or an agency of a government, so this would include universities, hospitals, nonprofit hospitals, et cetera, that those organizations cannot receive a cash grant under the program for the $1 billion. But that does not necessarily mean that a nonprofit organization could not receive an allocated tax credit. It's just that an allocated tax credit is meaningless to a governmental entity or a non-taxable. So, in effect, it basically excludes those types of organizations unless they are investing in a partnership or a flow-through entity which is conducting the activities, and as long as their investment in that partnership is done indirectly through what's referred to as a blocker C corporation, only in that circumstance could the project itself being undertaken by the partnership qualify for the cash grant.
What sorts of projects would qualify for the tax credit, Victoria?
Well, there's various types of projects that would qualify, but all are required to meet certain criteria. So first, we'd be looking at products that are looking at developing a new drug, either under 505B or 351A, so either a new pharmaceutical drug or a new biologic product that are meant to treat or prevent diseases. Additionally, you can be developing a diagnostic tool, something looking at developing molecular diagnostics to guide therapeutic decisions. So specifically something that would be a diagnostic that is meant to be used as a therapy tool. And then finally, developing products or processes or technologies, so things like platform technologies that are again meant to further either the delivery or the administration of a therapeutic. So there's three different buckets there that would allow both new drugs and new biologic products, as well as platform technologies and certain medical devices, to be qualified under this new credit/grant program. There are additional criteria as well that would further restrict the types of products or the likelihood of qualifying for the credit. So it's not just these original new therapies or new diagnostic tools, but there are additional areas that need to be considered in terms of qualifying for the grant, such as they're going to be considering the reasonable potential of these new therapies to treat an unmet medical need to treat or prevent or detect chronic or acute diseases or conditions, and even more importantly, reducing long-term healthcare costs in the United States. That's a key factor that needs to be considered when looking at whether one of these therapeutic projects would qualify, is reducing the long-term healthcare costs in the U.S., or finally, significantly advancing the goal of curing cancer within the next 30 years, which is something that was important to the Obama administration and therefore was added to the criteria. So it can be any of those, resulting in a new therapy to treat an unmet medical need, as well as looking at reducing long-term healthcare costs or significantly advancing the goal to cure cancer in the next 30 years.
So companies will submit proposals for these projects. How will the approval for this tax credit be conducted? You said it was competitive. So how will these proposals be evaluated?
The government has released some information in an IRS notice 2010-45, which lay out the rules of the road for applying for the $1 billion allocation or cash grant. It's clear in those rules there's basically a six-step award and certification process that will be implemented by the IRS and HHS jointly to award those projects that were selected to receive a portion of the $1 billion set aside for this program. And the steps are as follows. First, the IRS, when they receive the applications, which are due July 21st, 2010, will take the application and they will conduct a preliminary review. And basically, based on the information provided by the applicant, they will determine whether the applicant itself is eligible. Second step, those that make it through that preliminary review, those applications and projects, will go to HHS for their review. HHS will do two things when they receive an application. First of all, they will review the project to determine if it meets one of the three buckets of qualifying projects that Tori just went through. If it makes it past that initial screen, then HHS will determine if the project shows a reasonable potential to meet one or more of four therapeutic objectives. And the HHS, if they decide that it has, then the project makes it through the second step of the award and certification process and then goes to the IRS. The IRS will then take those applications that have made it through the screening process thus far, and they will determine among all of those projects which of those projects, among those projects, have the greatest potential to create or sustain U.S. jobs and advance U.S. competitiveness. And the IRS will be releasing on June 21st a Form 8942, which will actually be an IRS form that will be filled out with tables and questions for IRS reviewers to evaluate the number of jobs, both direct and indirect, and the wages associated with those jobs, to make a determination which of those projects are among the projects that make the final cut to receive a portion of the $1 billion allocation. The fourth step is once the IRS has determined an applications qualify for each one for a specific project, so you could have a company that applies for three separate projects. Once they've done that, then they will allocate the $1 billion equally to all of the applicants that apply. That's the initial way that the government will award the allocations, but then they will go through and there's a limit. The amount given to any project cannot be more than the qualified investment per project. And then the fifth step, the IRS will issue certification letters, and these are going to come out basically October 29. So you applied July 21st, and by October 29, you will receive a letter in the mail from the IRS basically telling you whether your project has been certified, the qualified investment, and if you checked the right box on your application that you wanted to receive a cash grant in lieu of the allocated credits, then that letter will also notify you that you will be receiving a wire transfer of cash from the Treasury Department. And that's step six of the program, when Treasury actually wires you the cash.
Are there any potentially negative consequences for taking this credit?
It's hard to envision that there's any reason why you wouldn't, if you had an eligible project, why you wouldn't apply for the allocated credit or grant, except for the time and the effort that's going to be invested in completing the application. So it's very important for companies that have projects that they think qualify under this program to consult the tax advisor before they go to the time and the effort of completing an application to determine if they're eligible under the rules of the tax law. There are rules that say that you can't double dip. So the government, if they give you a cash grant or a tax credit under this program, you can't also take those same expenditure amounts, at least up to the credit amount, and also claim those amounts for purposes of other tax incentives in the law, like the R&D tax credit, the orphan drug tax credit, or you can't take bonus depreciation. But most of those credits and depreciation are not of immediate cash value to companies that are in the development discovery process. So by and large, there really aren't going to be scenarios where it doesn't make sense for qualified companies, companies that have projects that are strong candidates to win the $1 billion, not to apply under the program.
Right. And further, there wouldn't be any issues with applying for this related to ultimately getting your drug through FDA approval. Some companies have expressed some concern as to whether the information provided here would be something that would be looked at in the future in relation to getting their drug or biologic or device approved ultimately. And this information is not going to be then pulled back out and used subsequently for that. So we understand that the information that companies are providing currently is often just the information they have now, and some of the results could change after the next 5 or 10 years of testing. So the information provided now would not be negatively used in the future in regard to looking at ultimately approval of their drug or device.
Victoria Boak, Gary Hakimovich, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Victoria Boak is Senior Manager in Research and Development Tax Services, and Gary Hakimovich is a partner in the Federal Tax Accounting, Periods, Methods, and Credits at Deloitte Tax LLP. You can read their editorial in the June 30th issue of Science Translational Medicine. Find more information about the Qualifying Therapeutic Discovery Project Tax Credit from an IRS bulletin issued on June 7th, which is available through the IRS website at www.irs.gov/IRB/2010-23_IRB/AR08.html. The Science Translational Medicine podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and AAAS, working together to advance science and serve society. On behalf of Science Translational Medicine and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.